Thank you, Chair. I cannot resist but to quote something from Guy's paper, which says here that it is also important that any disaggregation or adjustment should not make the process of reporting more cumbersome and should not frustrate effective analysis to a plethora of detail. I just want to remind colleagues that let's not forget that this is a trust-building instrument. And while it is true that the nature of warfare has changed and there's an emergence of new weapon systems, perhaps what we have here in front of us in how we're going to capture the UAVs would be a better approach. And we should take a cautious approach. My delegation feel that it may be a little bit premature for us to introduce a category called unmanned systems on its own because of the ongoing discussion on lethal autonomous weapon systems. And perhaps a middle ground or a step approach would be therefore be to look at what's more predominantly being deployed in modern warfare today. And by that, I mean the UAV system in the air domain, but leaves the other unmanned systems in the land and sea domain alone for now. We can take a progressive approach in subsequent GGEs, but you know, it's something that we need to balance between making this a useful instrument in terms of increasing participation versus it making it too comprehensive or too cumbersome. Thank you.